Greetings, Flesh Wound Radio Freaks, and welcome to a somber tribute edition celebrating the life of one Stuart Gordon, who sadly just passed away, a true horror icon, so we figured we had to do this sort of unadvertised special episode. Gentlemen,
well,
how goes it?
Well, tonight? First of note, I just want to get out there that you may have noticed on our last two episodes there was no mention of it. We found out immediately after taping this week's shows, so there's a reason we didn't react to it. So this is our reaction to it. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. So
I did have to point something out as well. Right before we recorded this show, Pug said we would not be doing a tribute show for Jordan Peele if he dies of coronavirus.
I didn't say that, but I totally agree. Fuck that dude. But let's not talk about him. We're here to talk about Masters of Horror, not Masses of Horror.
Fuck. Oh, thank God we're pre-recording. I think about 90% of this show is going to not make the cut. Okay,
I'll
yes.
Leave it.
And yeah, we should say it's Friday. We are pre-recording. It's Thursday for us, so.
Yes.
It's a special Friday edition.
Let's see who else fucking bites the
dust. Oh, Jesus. Well, right now you
this
don't know. Fucking.
Yeah.
Someone keep John Carpenter safe somewhere.
Right. Stay at your Xbox, sir.
Yes.
Just play your fucking games.
I was going to say.
That's fine. Yeah. Don't change your habits. Just don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Punker.
Oh,
down.
Man. You just bummed me out. Now I'm all concerned, extra hard.
There's a few masters left. We got to keep them safe.
Sadly, not many. Very sad. But we are here tonight to talk about Stuart Gordon, who, wow. Well, where to start?
Well, you got to start at the beginning.
Well, yes, of course. And
obviously,
that is Reanimator.
Well, I was going to say, not counting his television movie Bleacher Bums, we're just
okay. Well, I was going to do like half an hour on Bleacher Bums alone, but
All right.
That's Director Todd.
Well, I mean, if you say we're starting with the first one and you're starting with the second one, I'm just making
he's got
sure.
OCD.
Well, no, I don't want to get called out. I don't want to get called. Oh, well, that wasn't really his first film. But
what was your first memory when you first really discovered Stuart Gordon? And we'll go off the list a little bit, but
well,
like, when did his name for you guys get into your head and capture your imagination?
I want to say his name. Like, of course, I knew Reanimator when it came out. And then I knew From Beyond, I was like, oh, it's from the same guy who did Reanimator. So, I mean, because I know you guys are more, he was already a name, probably, when you guys got into it. So, I don't know, I can't nail down exactly when. I'd want to say maybe by the time, honestly, I don't think it stuck to, like, Castle Freak.
Really?
Like that he, yeah, no, well, maybe pinning the pendulum, because you have to think he only had like three horror films under his belt.
Yeah,
I go a little later, because I recognize the name Reanimator, but I never really like went out of my way to see it until Riggs from the original Rob Zombie band kept mentioning Reanimator and Motel Hell. I was like, all right, I gotta see these fucking things. And goddamn, if that didn't change my perspective. Reanimator is one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. Fucking love that movie.
Absolutely.
It's held up so well.
I just want to say, I fucking love From Beyond also.
From Beyond is great.
I got fucking Dish Network just to be able to see that director's, the unrated cut. So,
oh, okay.
That's how bad I want to see it.
BDSM Crampton.
Yeah,
I was able to go see Reanimator and From Beyond at the Egyptian. Ooh. One of the don't know if it was Beyond Fest, but it was one of those things they had. It was a double feature and it was fucking cool.
And was he there?
Seeing all those. No. Oh, okay. He was not there. Not that time. But I met him before, too, and he's a really sweet man. I met him at also the Reanimator musical. I got him to sign my playbill.
That's cool.
Did you ever see that?
I did not.
Oh, my God. I went three times, maybe four. One time there was a fight, too. My favorite fucking thing. This one Asian lady was being a real bitch, just interrupting the show.
Dan, calm down.
being a total asshole. And this one dude, he's like, I have been to jail. I am not afraid to go back. I will knock this bitch out. And it almost came to that. It was awesome.
That's funny.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know how many times I've heard Dan yell that.
Oh my God.
Why is it? Everything's a fuck you. That wasn't even talking shit.
You were talking shit.
Dan does not understand the concept of talking shit. I was saying you were hard. Don't get crazy with Dan.
God damn it.
You've been to jail. That's all he's saying. Was it an Edmund situation?
That's fucked up. I was going to say, with this quarantine, I know like I wouldn't last in jail, so it's all.
Oh.
I knew
that's
without,
what gave it away?
I was going to say, I knew without quarantine. They don't let you wear the hat.
I'm too good looking. Yeah, no, I'd be gone for it if I had the hat. Holy shit.
No, that would actually be your kryptonite, so unfortunately they wouldn't let you wear it.
That's fucked up. It's going to sit in a locker until my term's done. That's fucked up. all right. Somebody steal it. It's such a cool hat. But, yeah, no, Reanimator, did any of you guys... I mean, this wasn't when I first discovered it on VHS. Todd's the only one that would have been old enough to see it in theaters.
No, but, Noah, that is incorrect, Dan. I was not old enough to see it in theaters because you had to be 17 because it was not rated.
Oh, but there were ways around that.
Not for an unrated. There was a ways around an R, but they were pretty strict on those ones that were basically an NC-17. If it wasn't rated, they weren't fucking around.
That's interesting. I don't have as much history with that, but I never had issues getting into R-rated movies.
I'm not talking about R-rated movies. I'm talking about unrated movies, which they treated like an NC-17. This, Chainsaw 2.
Not even with the Guardian?
No, you weren't even allowed in with the Guardian. And that's why...
I hate that.
Yeah, and that's why they wouldn't...
Don't tell me to raise my kid.
And that's why they wouldn't let... They watch those doors. Because it didn't matter if you had a Guardian or not.
Oh, that's fair enough. I guess the same thing as the NC. That's why...
That's why I just said it was like the NC-17.
Saw Pete. I wasn't listening. I was thinking of what I was going to say next. That's why we saw Page Master, but we snuck into Showgirls. But, yeah. So, do you guys...
I like both those movies, by the way.
Do you guys remember... I saw it on VHS, and it blew my mind. I'm like, is that head eating her pussy right now?
Awesome.
I was just like, oh my God. This is the most... I mean, this was one of those movies that... At one point, it's still one of my favorites, but I think when I first saw it, I'm like, new favorite. Immediately, I was just, what I was looking at was just, what the fuck? I mean, I was seeing so much shit for the first time in that film. And do any of you remember when, I want to say it was the first DVD, might not have been, but I think it was the first DVD where they had the hypodermic needle.
That was the second DVD.
That was from Blue Anchor Blue, right?
Anchor Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
that was really cool.
The case was green, too, right?
Yes. Well, so was the Elite one. It was a double disc green one.
Okay, which is the double disc one?
I think they technically both had two discs, but the first one, the Elite one, was like one of those fat ones. Okay, and you know what? That's the second DVD release. The first DVD release was Elite one disc. The second one was like the Millennium Series Elite disc. It was one of the old school. Okay, it was the old school one. It was thicker than it was like a thicker two disc DVD.
It opened on both sides.
Yes,
right?
And had a section in the middle. And then there was the Anchor Bay release with the syringe.
Yeah, oh. By that time I ended up double dipping. That was at the start of my collection. And I was like, I had my own money. I was like, yay! wasted.
It's interesting that you say that, because this could... I've never been one to buy, like, every edition of something unless there was some huge upgrade or difference in the film. But I do believe at one point I did own multiple copies of this before the definitive Arrow Blue came out.
I won't even call that one definitive, because there's still stuff missing. The documentary on the solo disc.
That's true.
But it's pretty damn.
This film, I mean, just the... I mean, also, I should also say, made Jeffrey Combs a star, obviously, and so many great memories.
And Barbara Crampton.
Yes, Barbara Crampton, who sort of had a resurgence the last 4 or 5 years. She's been in a whole bunch of stuff. It was a film that was perfectly cast, also. I mean, for such a relatively small indie horror film, nobody was off their game. I mean, David Gale, I mean, holy shit. How iconic would he have been if he had lived a little longer? Bruce Abbott, of course. I mean, this film was just very well cast, and like I said, I mean, just looking back at it, and I'll be honest, I'm slowly going through and revisiting all of Stewart's stuff, and this, it's the most famous and probably the best, but it's with Stewart. He never directed, and I'm not casting any shade on any other of the masters, but...
Oh, no, he never lost his game. It's all right to say, Dan. Some of the other ones...
He never made his gin like Toby.
Damn! You didn't have to name names. That was fucking stiff. Next, you're going to call out the Ward.
Or the Ward, like John Carpenter.
But I actually like the Ward, so I'm just being a dick.
I still haven't seen the Ward.
You're not missing much. I think Todd.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And then I also I thought he. I keep hearing it was a Toby Hooper Spielberg scenario. Where it's, just take my name. More of that thing. <though.
laughs> That's fucked up. You can go for more rosy stuff. You can go back to our Toby Hooper tribute. Okay.
We still brought up Poltergeist.
There you go.
Can't not.
I mean, it's fair, I think, to say Stewart did not direct as much. I mean, he wrote a lot, too, but...
He has 21 credits.
Yeah.
And that includes 4 TV things, because you have... there's a couple other things that you could argue don't count. A couple videos. You got 2 or 3 video shorts. It's a healthy filmography for one of the masters, because if you look at most of them, they don't have huge filmographies.
Yeah.
They went with quality over quantity.
Yes.
Yes, he definitely did. And looking at his filmography, I'll be honest, most of these are films that I've rewatched quite a bit. The only one that I know I saw it, but... I can't really remember much about his wonderful ice cream suit. That's probably the only film. I remember renting it, and I don't even know if I knew it was a Stuart Gordon film, because it's non-horror, but that's the only one I cannot remember. And to be honest, some of his little theme films are amazing. We can jump around a little bit. We've all seen Edmund, right?
Yes.
Yes. But you know what? I didn't see that in theaters. I didn't know it was Stuart Gordon. How I saw it was on IFC back when they didn't have commercials.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, wow. That was forever ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then, like, I think they showed like a commercial of an upcoming movie, and it was Edmund. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty interesting. I'll be goddamn if I wasn't glued to my fucking screen.
Man, that movie's like, so good.
Yeah. It needed awards. Did it get any awards?
No, it research. Didn't really get theatrical play either, so you
that's you, crime.
I finally just ordered the blue right after this and Stuck because I didn't have the blues.
Oh, my God.
So I know Stuck's going to come up a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I've always loved Edmund. It was so, yeah, it's so good. I think I actually had an import disc before the American one came out, too. It was one of those I had to find.
Yeah. He's very good at balancing, like, macabre and humor.
Yeah.
Like, he's yeah. very, well, very good at that.
His whole filmography is full of that. I mean.
Yeah.
What do you think his most serious film would be? Castle Freak?
The humor was usually always there. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Even something like Edmund, obviously, you know, certainly dark, but the humor's always there. Yeah, probably Castle Freak.
Maybe
Castle Freak was pretty straightforward.
And Pit and the Pendulum is another one that was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like.
But he didn't write. He didn't write Pit and the Pendulum, so that's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of his films were smaller, but you could compare them to their big budget counterparts at the time, and they were so much better. I mean, Fortress with Christopher Lambert, that's another one that I geeked out with as a kid. I absolutely love that film. I think it's an amazing
time. That's one I need to revisit because I remember it. Honestly, I'd say it's probably my least, you know, revisited and probably my least favorite of the filmography. But that has more to do with the fact we all know I'm not in Dan's camp with the sci-fi.
Yeah, but this was more of a futuristic prison flick.
That's why I need to revisit it.
You should love it. I mean, Kurtwood Smith is the fucking warden in it.
Which do you guys revisit the most? Well, mine is Reanimator.
Yeah, I stacked up quite a few From Beyonds in the past few years since the director's cut came out. Because I had the German Dragon DVD for years and years, and I used to watch that quite a bit. And then when finally the uncut version hit, I watched that quite a bit. So, but you know, because of all the years, I think I've probably, it's Reanimator.
I'd have to go Reanimator too. But to be honest, one that I watch a lot as well, and again, it's kind of a theme with a lot of his films being underrated, is Space Truckers. Space Truckers is a badass movie.
That one I do like, but I noticed Dan goes to the spacey shit.
Gotcha.
What's wrong with spacey shit, Todd? Number one, it's very unique spacey shit. Thank you very much.
Didn't I say I enjoyed that one? But you always go for the spacey shit.
Reanimator's not spacey shit. Neither's From Beyond. I go Lovecrafty shit too, Todd. Thank you very much.
I'm talking about in general, not just his filmography. Calm down, Dan.
Yeah.
Keep it professional.
He's
that
on
is
edge.
One I revisit a lot.
I know, but Dan's like, he's like the abused child in the corner. Well, calm down.
He's getting cage rage. What's that shit called? The dog starts circling around. Kennel rage, that's what it is.
Is that what you're getting, Dan?
Kennel rage right now.
I'm fucking
chilling.
Yeah. I spent my whole life training for this shit.
Everything, right? Everything I say is a personal attack to Dan.
He's had enough. We're keeping him from stay-at-home hub.
Dan,
have a question.
Do you want to?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Between Fear Itself and Masters of Horror, I think he has two of them. Was it The Black Cat?
Yes.
And
Dreams in the Witch House.
There you go.
That one.
Yeah.
I think his better one is actually Eater from Fear Itself, but that really never got off the ground. Popular.
I don't remember watching it. I know I have the DVD somewhere.
There's
the one with the cannibal in the prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best one of that series.
Because I lost interest when it was basically the network TV version of Masters.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, like, you may not have had, obviously, as much gratuitous nudity and gore, but I
think there was the problem.
But I think it was underrated in terms of some of the stories. I thought the, I can't remember who did it, but the Wendigo episode I thought was really good. I think it was the Wendigo episode, but they had some pretty good stories. I really like Fear itself.
Same. But I was wondering if you guys preferred the his one to from Fear itself to the two from Masters of Horror.
It's hard to beat Black Cat for me though. I mean, that was just some good TV. Jeffrey Combs handling Edgar Allan Poe after, you know, the Lovecraft roles. I mean, that was
Speaking of that, I never got to see his play Nevermore, which Stewart directed.
Yeah,
did you guys ever get to see it?
No.
No, you just reminded me. I remember hearing about it, though.
Yeah, I had a chance to, but I think I had something else to do. Well, now I've totally fucking regret it, but what can I do?
Yeah.
I heard it was awesome. Well, how can it not be with those two at the helm?
I think Stewart, out of all the masters, I think could have been a big time director. I think he really had the eye for great film and directing actors. And again, like I said, if you look at his last few films in particular, I mean, they're just amazing. Like you said, Edmund should have been an Academy Award nominated film. I mean, it's just mind blowing. Probably, maybe William H. Macy's best performance, and that's saying a lot.
That is saying a hell of a lot. Yeah, that
I think it is too, but that's only because he never got to play the president in House of Reanimator.
Oh, can we talk about that? That's what bummed me. Yeah. After Trump got elected, I thought, shit, they have to take another look at House of Reanimator. Best unmade script out there.
Well, it doesn't mean Brian Yuza won't get on it.
Yeah, that's true. I trust it in his hands. But, yeah. You know, I've been kind of zoning out on social media. Have they shown any sort of, like, tribute from Yuzna or Crampton or Cohen?
I've seen Yuzna post. I'm sure the others did too. I don't even. Is Jeffrey Combs on social media?
He has to be. Well, he doesn't really have to be, but I think he is. I haven't heard anything. I think, like, the famous horror people, writers and podcasters, they've done stuff, but I haven't really gone searching for it because I'm, like, kind of on the same boat as you. If it comes across my path, I'll check it out, but I haven't really been seeking anything out on, like, Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, it can be a little.
And they're not updating it on Pornhub. See, again, that's a fuck you, Todd. I'm not attacking you. Every time we say something, I'm going back to Pornhub.
Hey, I'm not lying, dude. I mean,
then why are you fucking me? Go fuck your Pornhub.
Go fuck my Pornhub.
Yeah.
You heard him.
I'm not literally fucking the screen, Todd.
I think you probably are.
I think he's got a whole, like, fleshlight set up.
The USB attachment?
Fleshlight should totally sponsor Flesh Moon Radio. I'm just saying. We can do a Reanimator one. It could be neon green cased. And
Dan's personally testing them out all week.
Dan's down. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about you guys. I do have severed head props, so I can.
I swear to God, I was waiting for him to say he has a fleshlight.
I was waiting for that too. I was like, oh, here we go. So you do want the endorsement.
I think anybody that actually owns a fleshlight, I feel like has died inside a little bit. That's pretty hard up.
I don't know. The advertisement says best male whatever the fuck. I'm tempted to try it during this fucking time off.
Right? See, Dan, that's the double standard that's been put in your head by women. You're Mr. Woke on this. Because it's okay, they have like 25 dildos, but oh my god, you have one rubber pussy and you're the fucking, you know.
And it's fucking Reanimator themed.
Right. Don't be woke, Dan.
It'd be funny if it played like the score as you're like fucking it and it goes like harder as you thrust into the... We're sorry, Mr. Gordon. I hope you have a sense of humor.
I'm sure he laughed.
Of course he has a sense of humor. He fucking came up with a damn head eating the pussy.
Right.
He's awesome.
I just want to know if he saw Repenetrator.
Oh, you know he did.
I hope Joanna Angel gave him a copy.
What year was that? I'm trying to see. Repenetrator.
Maybe like 06.
I have a strange feeling it might not be on IMDb,
he's seen it. There's no way he hasn't watched that.
I'm sure he knows of it. I don't know if he would've yeah. I hope he saw it.
Well, I will tell you, this is kind of on the realm of that. On, I think it was last week's Jersey Shore, one of the other ones, they went to the porn store to like get like gag gifts or someone, and they found the Jersey Shore porno. And they were all talking about it, taking pictures.
It's awesome.
It was pretty funny.
I'm assuming the Snooki character was called like Coochie or some shit.
Oh, it had. I don't know. I didn't see it, but and they didn't buy. Unfortunately,
maybe we should review that one.
We have a parody show coming up. Not on the first one though.
No.
Yes, I. You know, he sat down with Carol and watched it. There's no way. There's no way he didn't. Somebody made a porn parody of one of my movies. Fuck yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch it. That's a good double, to be honest, though. If you have not seen Repenetrator, even if you're not a porn person, it's so worth a watch. Even
then
if
you're a liar.
So you're telling me you think William Friedkin said that and watched a Triple Exorcist?
Probably.
I just don't see it.
He's a little L7 for that kind of thing, but who knows? Maybe he's feeling frisky one day.
I was going to say, you don't think he was sitting there cracking up when she was like projectile vomiting on the dude's dick and lubing it up? Because you know he was wild. He was popping for that. He was. Come on.
Maybe Linda Blair.
Yeah.
Surrounded by her dogs.
She probably likes Joanna.
I like Exorcist too.
those are. But yeah, seriously, Repenetrator. If you haven't seen it, it's basically just one extended scene, but it's a really good tribute to Reanimator, and the gore is
It was expensive at the time, I gotta say.
Yeah, shit.
Like, motherfucker.
To buy it? I bought it when it was still a digital download, and it was like a weird digital download back in those days.
No, I had the box, and I think it was like fucking 35.
The box? 35, there's
bucks.
A box?
There was. I gotta see if I can find it.
We'll have to take pictures. Mine's just a DVD.
Okay. You go to certain stores, a lot of the porn parodies still will come in like those giant like OG boxes, which are kind of cool. Take up a lot of shelf space, but still kind of cool.
Well, you can send us pictures later.
So jumping around.
Okay, jumping around, I'm just going to tell you this because I'm going to bring up dolls right now. It really annoys me on Amazon it's listed as the dolls.
Yes, because it's never been the dolls.
I know, that's why I said it annoyed me.
Isn't it like that on IMDb, too?
That's what I said on IMDb.
You said Amazon.
Oh, motherfucker. I'm cutting that part out now. okay, yes, I meant on IMDb. Actually, Amazon has it right. I'm looking.
Corona tardation, Todd.
I call it...
COVIDiot.
Yeah, no. I was going to make a Dan joke, but he feels like I've been attacking him today.
Dolls is a great one. Actually, that I've always said about Dolls, I mean, it is an R-rated film, but it's actually a good starter film if you have,
I disagree with that strongly, and I'm going to tell you why. See, Dan...
Well, I was going to finish.
Okay, go ahead.
if your children are not overly sensitive to the idea of dolls coming to life.
Now, see, here's where I disagree. And I'm saying this because you don't have kids, Dan. You don't want to show your kids a movie where their toys come alive and kill them.
Well, I disagree.
Says the guy with no kids.
You know what? I remember having a My Buddy doll when Child's Play and Child's Play 2 were coming out. Yeah, I was uncomfortable.
So
now I'm cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course.
Gotta wish he'd come alive. Okay.
Gotta toughen him up.
Dan, that's not the way it works.
I'm not.
Dan, do not give parental advice.
Dan is team Casey Anthony, and it's all good.
I don't want to hear. I don't want any adventurer advice. Thank you.
Would you bang Casey Anthony? Or
absolutely.
We've already discussed this, but this is.
And I will say it again. And you can come inside.
I know this is the class you would expect from Flesh Food Radio.
Now let's talk about if Stuart Gordon made a Casey Anthony movie.
Well, yeah.
The dark humor in that one would be fucking amazing.
That would be.
Oh, we gotta have Jeffrey Combs playing his her dad, though.
Okay. I was gonna say the attorney, but yeah, that's cool.
Holy shit. And well, obviously Barbara Crampton as her mom.
The mom. Yeah.
Oh, that would be pretty good, actually.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Damn.
Shit.
Although you could kinda see Carpenter's direction too. Just like, you know, like stalking the kid. You got the sort of Halloween stalk going, just opens up the same way. Sees her mom like out behind the shrubs. Daycare. I'm gonna stop before this gets like really fucked up. It's only kind of fucked up for us, but
so far, yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh yes.
You guys a fan?
Yeah.
Which I should say he wrote. He didn't direct.
Yeah. Co-wrote.
Yeah, yes. That's one a lot of people forget, and that was when I was a little kid. That movie was huge. I mean, that was...
The giant ant? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember when I watched it and I saw his name, I was like, holy shit.
That is a very early, like, theatrical memory, but I can remember little kid.
You know what?
Seeing it in theaters.
You know why I went to go see it? Or is this the other one? I think it was...
Blew up the kid?
No, I think it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, because it had the Roller Coaster Rabbit before it, the Roger Rabbit short.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the main reason I wanted to go, because I was a huge Roger Rabbit mark.
Well, come on, Roger Rabbit's the shit. And it's Jessica Rabbit, oh my God.
Yeah.
That is one I'm amazed has not been remade.
Or a TV show.
What?
Yeah. Something.
Roger Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, new one.
I think it's a Spielberg thing, just like he won't, or Zemeckis too. And it's Bob Gale also, I believe. I just don't think you'll see that in their lifetimes.
Mm.
And honestly, we got Pikachu close enough.
I haven't seen it.
No. Well, if you like Roger Rabbit, you'll it's the same thing.
No, it is not. Are you comparing that?
Dan, have you seen the Pikachu movie?
I've seen clips, and that
hey,
is
Dan,
not
shut the fuck
Roger.
Up.
It's not Roger Rabbit. All right, anybody listening to this show right now is just as offended as I am.
Because, Roger Dan, Rabbit. You are fucking retarded, and you didn't hear what I said.
Is there a big-tittied Jessica Rabbit in Pikachu? What, a Cyclops, like, show his titties or something?
Misty. Is Misty there, showing her fucking cleavage?
I said it's basically... A Roger Rabbit remake. It's basically Roger Rabbit.
It's basically not, because Jessica Rabbit's not in that. Is any
Dan,
young person...
calm down. It's basically a Roger Rabbit remake. If you'd seen it, you'd know.
Okay. I will watch it. It's on HBO Max. HBO Now, I believe. So I'll report back.
Yes, because if all it takes is a big titty fucking bitch in there, then fucking Cool World is a fucking Roger Rabbit remake. I'm just pointing out what your
cool.
Your
cool
logic.
World is more like Roger Rabbit. It just, you know, didn't have
the detective
ending.
Story and the whole same plot. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, but not like Pikachu. Like, fucking Pikachu is not Roger Rabbit, Todd. It's not. It's something totally different. It's.
But it's.
You're just. But he's currently mad at those people, Todd, so it's okay.
Oh, that's true.
Do you think Pikachu gave us Corona?
You do, though. We know that. Dan, keep your mega politics off this show.
Think about
Dan
think
about, Stuart Gordon. Keep your about Stuart Gordon.
Dan,
he also did some episodes. He also did some episodes of ER.
Yes, he did. He did. Geez, how many did he? Did he do 22 episodes total?
I think he wrote that. I don't think he directed those.
Oh, okay.
No, I. Oh, it was okay. I thought he just did the play or something, but oh, okay.
Holy shit! He wrote The Dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I know.
Whoa. Fuck all yeah.
Yeah. Brian Yuzna. Yeah. Dentist. That's another one. I mean, shit. great memories of that film. I feel like they came along a little bit too late into the 90s where horror was in a slow period, because you could have had a bunch of Dentist movies, I think, if that had come out in the 80s, but...
There's only two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mrs. Dennis, or whatever the fuck they called that one.
Dentist 2, Brace Yourself. I love the cover art for that one. But, yeah, I'm surprised Robot Jocks didn't come up, which isn't...
I was holding off on that one, but that was definitely one I wanted to bring up.
Absolutely.
And look, there's a sci-fi one, another sci-fi one I like. Yeah, I know. Him and Charles Band had a good relationship in the early days. I mean, you know, we haven't mentioned him at all, but I mean, you got Reanimator, From Beyond, Robot Jocks, Dolls. I mean, he's a big part of his filmography. Castle Freak, the Pendulum. I mean, those two. I mean, of course, when, you know, Charlie Band became Charlie Band. Or, well, the current day Charlie Band without money to afford him.
Yeah.
Or give him budgets, which I can't even talk too much shit, because if it wasn't for Charles Band, I wouldn't have got to meet him, because I got to go to the Lucky Charms premiere, which is still the reason I think I like
Unlucky Charms.
Well, yeah, I was unlucky. I still think that's the reason I liked the movie, because I went and they were there and they were sitting directly behind me. And it was full of titties, so I enjoyed it. It was kind of dumb, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, it was nice, because it wasn't like a convention setting, so it was just talking to him, so that was cool. So it wasn't like the, here, sign this, I want to talk to you. It was just, you know, talk to him.
Yeah.
Over.
Freeform.
Yeah. Which is nice. He was very cool. Very knowledgeable.
They were very, Stuart and Carol, if you met them at conventions, Carol's like very like mom type. I mean, she makes conversation with you and really makes the experience quite awesome, if you were lucky to meet them. I don't want to say they were always together, but my memory at conventions, I swear I don't remember one where he wasn't there with her. They tended to be joined at the hip for the most part, and
well, I'm assuming because when they were at yours, they had to travel.
Yeah,
so I don't remember seeing him at many here. Do you remember Pugs?
No, yeah, they were, most of the time they were together, but the last few times, like at the play and stuff, he rolled up on his own.
Okay, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I just don't remember him doing any LA cons. That's why I was asking.
Oh, he was there. He just never like officially like was on the bill. He would talk and sign shit.
Okay.
Yeah, they always made it worth it. I don't think I've ever heard a douchey report on Stuart Gordon. And, you know, you can't say that. I mean, love Carpenter, but there's a lot of less than flattering reports out there.
Just don't bring up Halloween. He's tired of that shit. How hard is that?
It's hard.
There was a period in time, which I think it's finally over, you couldn't bring up Night of the Living Dead 90 to Tom Savini.
Well, according to that fucking documentary we just watched, it was awesome. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There was a certain point he flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he finally, like, okay. Yeah. So,
if you do a movie sometimes, I mean, you're going to see all the flaws that other people don't see because they don't, you know, they didn't make the movie. So I get that.
But going back to John Carpenter, though, if he doesn't want to talk Halloween or They Live, that's fine. Big Trouble in Little China, dude. Let's converse.
He'll only talk about The Ward now.
If you want to get him to look up, just, you know, kind of walk up and be like, man, Adrian Barbeau had some bomb-ass titties back in the day. He might laugh. He might be offended. I don't know which way that would go with him, but
you know what? I've never been attracted to her face or her hair, but, like, the neck titties, down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why the Swamp Thing imports the greatest Blu-ray ever.
She was attractive for her era. I agree, because I never quite got it either. But
Dan gets so hard when he watches Creepshow. It's like his ideal woman.
But yeah, old-timey hot. She's old-timey hot.
See?
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best way to put it. Yeah, you know.
Let me guess, she gives you a funny boner.
I didn't say it was a funny boner. It's like a time travel boner.
It's an old boner?
It's a time travel boner.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Back to the
Calm
future.
Down, Marty McPorn.
All I'm saying is, lights off.
Yep.
You almost made me choke on my energy drink. That's fucked up. But yeah.
What are you drinking an energy drink for?
That's why he's all angry.
I just needed a boost.
That's what Dan always drinks.
Okay.
Then he's like, oh, soda's bad for you, while he's chugging a goddamn energy drink.
What kind of energy drink are we working on today?
It is a diet. Thank you, Todd. Fuck you. It
doesn't make a difference.
Rockstar Punched Pure Zero.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't do them as much, but before a show, I usually am chugging an energy drink just so I can be properly animated.
This is excited, Dan? Jesus. Well, to be fair, we had to calm him down in the first take.
That's true.
God damn it, Todd. Son of a bitch. But yeah, no.
God damn it.
Robot jocks, any of you that think Transformers is a good film, and I know there's a lot of you fuckers out there, go back and watch Robot Jocks. Back in the day.
I get what you're trying to say, but I won't say to do that.
You don't need to be that confrontational, Dan.
Yeah, because one, the people who like Transformers are not going to like Robot Jocks. They want big special effects laden movies, not this.
With no substance, I don't disagree.
So,
but
I don't think it's like one of those cases where you love Transformers, you'll love Robot Jocks. So,
well,
but honestly, if you're listening to us,
fuck those people.
Yeah. I can enjoy a Transformers movie for what it is, but do I think it's a good movie? Absolutely not. And some
I
of those,
still refuse to watch Bumblebee because of those fucking movies.
I love Bumblebee. That's
what I keep hearing. And that stupid bitch John Cena's in there, too. So
that's the only one I can say I love. Like, the first one was cool. It was just, I was like, I don't give a shit about this movie, nothing. And then I found it was like actually Optimus Prime's voice. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm seeing it. But no, yeah, the new one's good.
But I do think too little too late for me to come around.
I get that. That should have been, but you know what? Now that it's out of Michael Bay's hands, that's totally.
Fuck Michael Bay.
That's right.
When that cocksucker dies, he's not going to have a special Flesh Wound Radio tribute. So.
Well, now we're going to, for sure.
Hold on, though. Motherfucker, he's done Armageddon and The Rock.
And Bad Boys.
So,
Todd,
I mean, at one point he was good.
Yes.
Liked him because he made Megan Fox clean his car. And
well, place. Yeah. I could totally see him. That's the good old days of Hollywood.
You take your weird thumb and you go clean my shit.
Your weird thumb.
All right, I have a movie, though, that I do want to talk about from Stuart Gordon that I love, and that is King of the Ants. Definitely,
yes.
In the criminally underseen category, that movie.
You can actually call me a criminal. I have not seen that yet.
Yeah.
Dude, get
But it's on my list for this week.
I want to say it's on Amazon Prime or Tubi.
Is it?
It's on something.
I think I saw it streaming somewhere.
Yeah, it's streaming somewhere.
It's from that era where I'm a
little
bit worried.
I think I own it.
Oh, okay.
You never get a Blu-ray.
A lot of stuff finished on tape. But no, that one shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that one, I can't remember who had the rights, so that could be an issue. Okay, it's on Vudu for free. It's on Tubi for free.
With advertisements?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. But there you go. Dude, get on it. I mean, it's... Yeah. It's pretty fucking brutal.
So that means it's in HD on Vudu, I'm thinking.
It's kind of his revenge movie, and you'll never look at George Wendt the same way again. He's a nasty motherfucker in that.
You know who owns it?
Who?
Asylum.
Oh.
Yeah, they did handle the... Oh, man.
I'm checking if there's a German Blu-ray already.
I don't think there is.
I don't either, but I'm still looking.
Yeah, I forgot that that was like
one of the early ones. Yeah.
Definitely not one that's in Asylum film, but they handled the distribution. But yeah, I mean, Vernon Wells is in it. Carrie Wuhrer, who,
yes,
holds it, Boner Central. She had some great nudity in this one. It's just a great revenge movie. If you guys haven't seen it, and I feel like a lot of people didn't, because it was one of those, I don't know, just random, I have no idea what this thing is even about kind of releases that I think slipped under a lot of people's radars. And if you haven't, check it out. I mean, Stewart ended very well with what he did in the final years before he kind of more or less retired. It's a great film, dude. You'll have to let me know after you see it. I don't want to spoil specific things, but it's pretty brutal.
I'll probably watch it this week or next week. Probably this weekend.
Cool. Yeah, no, you'll dig it. What did you think? Because I know you just watched Stuck for the first time. What did you think of Stuck?
Oh, yeah. So. No, I gotta go catch up on the shit I haven't seen. Yeah, and I know the story, so that was cool.
Nice.
The only part I didn't like in the movie, we'll start with the negatives, is that Five Head and her cornrows. That was unnecessary. Unfucking necessary.
Nina Suvari, you mean?
Yeah, her forehead, her Five Head. Yeah, that was fucking gory, intriguing. And, like, I was on the edge of my seat, like, towards the end of the movie. And I was like, holy shit, shit got real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a good look on the less dead of, like, how we treat bums and shit like that. Even in current times.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, as, what was it? Was it Todd that was making the joke about L.A. solving the homeless problem with Corona last week?
Or was yes. That was not me. It does sound like me. It was Todd.
Yeah. Todd got savage.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it was. I think it was. I don't know. Who the fuck
it was Todd.
I'll take it. I don't remember.
But yeah, no, that one, which I should say, I don't remember the actual name in the true story, but yeah, hits a bomb and a good chunk of the movie is basically her not reporting it, and the bomb is in her fucking windshield, played by the great Stephen Ray of Crying Game fame. And yeah, that movie is so good. But it's another one. Nobody fucking saw it. And
I will say this, since this news happened, I see tons of people watching this, King of the Ants, and Edmund, And a lot of love for Edmund, too. I've seen that from quite a few people posting about it, which I thought was really cool that those three underappreciated films are getting at least more appreciated. I know, was it last night on Shudder, they did Reanimator, From Beyond, and Stuck as their, like, three movie, you know.
Oh, nice.
So
nice. Yeah, oh, well, there's an option for you guys to watch it, too, for Shudder, which... I believe this code should work for anybody. Try Shudder 30. If you type that promo code, you can get 30 days free. Should share that for our audience.
And please. Shut in.
Yes.
Or shut in. Okay, yeah, that'll give you 30 days free of Shudder, which is only $5 a month after that anyways. So it's.
And you can also do the yearly fee. I do the yearly fee. It's actually forgot I did it when I first signed up for it. I was like maybe 6 or 7 months without even with totally forgetting I had it. But this was back when it sucked ass. Now it's awesome.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. This
it's worth it if you're a horror fan.
Or you can also watch Dogs Don't Wear Pants.
Or you can not want your money back.
That fucking Todd didn't like. But.
I'm not the only one.
Because he has to relate to every movie.
No, that's not true. But when there's something I just, like, don't get and it makes me fucking want to punch these little bitches in the face, then yeah, sorry. I don't respect it. I don't get it.
That, there you go. You at least
might as well just make me watch an hour and a half of you getting pegged.
You know what? That was the only thing missing in the movie.
I thought it was coming, to be honest. I was a little surprised.
And then that way Dan would be coming.
Fuck you, Todd.
Stay at home, hub.
Not into the pegging, goddammit, fucker. Sure. Fuck you, Todd. But
hey, I know where you like your lesbian chicks.
That's not pegging. What are you talking about?
They use it, though.
I know, exactly.
It's only pegging if it's like a chick fucking a dude. It's not pegging when a lesbian does it.
No, but they're gonna do it to you. See, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, Todd.
All right, sorry. What do you call it, Dan, when a lesbian woman uses a strap-on on a man?
I would say not a lesbian for one thing.
No, because they could be like, "Fuck this breeder," and want to get payback.
Yeah, you're not. Then you are bisexual because you're not a lesbian if you're engaging in any kind
No. See, I disagree with that. You know, we're going to get into a whole another conversation. We should probably just let this one lie.
Poor, like, so, family are listening to our show. Like, is this about Stuart? Because they're talking about pegging right now. And they talked about it more than they talked about Stuart. Yeah, I could easily go there, but yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, I disagree. Learn your terms, Todd.
I would.
Stuart Gordon was a master of horror, and he will be severely missed.
He will. And yeah, absolutely. Check out his Masters of Horror episodes. He is the one, because there have been directors that did one each season. And a lot of times, maybe one is good and the other not so much. Both of his were fucking amazing and should be seen. Dagon. I have to give some love to Dagon, which is easy to come by now since they put the Blu-ray out here. That is a fantastic Lovecraft adaptation.
Definitely.
Yeah, like in the early 2000s. I still remember picking that one up. I believe it actually got a Fangoria cover. So I was like, just...
It did. I have that issue. That's another one. I grabbed the import DVD because I didn't want to wait to see it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, that one was... Because it had been a good decent bit. Because, I mean, you had Space Truckers, Wonderful Ice Cream Suit, which, again, is, like, the one I don't remember, so I can't really talk about it. But, yeah, it was his first one since, like, Castle Freak, horror-wise. And, man, I was starving for that movie, and it kicked my ass. It was so good. trying to think what we haven't covered. I know we're not doing reviews tonight, but is there any Stuart Gordon movie that you guys did not care for?
No, I can't say that.
No, I can't. I already said what my least favorite was, but I can't even say I don't care for it.
Do you remember Daughter of Darkness?
I have not seen that. That's a TV movie, right?
Did he write or direct that?
Directed.
Okay, it's a TV movie.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It is one that a lot of people forget about, but it starred Anthony Perkins.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to find that one then.
I remember enjoying it. It's another one. I don't believe there's been any official Blu-ray or DVD, even, at least in the States. But that one's worth, I think, revisiting.
It says available on Amazon. All right.
Yeah, I remember it being pretty good.
What year was it?
1990.
Yes, 1990.
And I know it was a TV movie. I can't remember. I'm sure I rented it, because I don't remember seeing it on TV. But, yeah, one worth checking out. Some reviews are saying it was a CBS original movie. But I remember it actually being pretty good. And TV movies weren't always at that time, but that one I remember being pretty decent. So if you want to do some hunting, maybe track it down, because I'm pretty sure it's had a VHS release.
There is a DVD. I'm just trying to figure out where it's from.
Not in the U.S., right?
I just said I'm trying to figure out where it's from.
Oh, okay.
Don't like to read, don't like to pay attention. God damn it, Dan. Always fuck you, Tom. Fuck you. All right, Dan. Anything else?
You know what? We could have reviewed everything, but we didn't want to like wait 2 weeks to rewatch everything he did to do this tribute. So
Dan wanted to.
I don't have much else to say except he's a safe bet, man. I mean, he never made a bad movie. He's somebody I wish got to do more, especially towards the end.
Yeah.
When he was just on a roll, because Edmund and Stuck and King of the Ants, all those movies were just so amazing. And it felt
the
like
Casey Anthony movie. That would have been good.
It would have been good. He would have been my pick among the last to do the Casey Anthony movie. Although supposedly she's working on something herself, which kind of scares the shit out of me, but yeah, that's all I got, man.
Of
I mean, just
all,
so many memories.
Of all the masters of horrors, I have to say he's probably him and Don Coscarelli are the only two I can't say fell off. True, Don hasn't made a movie since like 2012, but everything he's done has been awesome. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, nothing but love for Toby and Wes Craven and whatnot, but, you know, they all had their genre warts. And I really don't think Stuart Gordon had any. If he was doing something certainly in the horror or sci-fi or dramatic field, it was always amazing. And I put him right up there with all of those names. He deserves to be there. I hope people who maybe haven't seen I know everybody's seen Reanimator, but if you haven't seen the other stuff he's done, do yourself a favor during this lockdown. Sit down, go through his filmography, and you will not be disappointed. The guy, icon.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Final words, gentlemen.
Well, with Reanimator being one of my all-time favorites, even if you have seen it, throw it on. Have a good time. Fucking just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then check out Edmund. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll make you forget your woes right now too, which is I know everybody needs that.
Sounds like a plan. All right, gentlemen. Well, till next time.
Till next time.
Just break my pencil.